What are you going to get?
Good question.
I'm like a boy right now. What are you going to fuck me? Whatever you want. Yeah, but you're dismissed. Okay. I used to be a teacher. Okay, what are you guys drinking? Beers? Mm-hmm. No. Do you hate beer? She's like, not me.
No, we brew ourselves.
You what?
We brew ourselves.
You brew yourself. Wow. So when you go to bars, you're like, I'm not touching that garbage. That's cool. Okay, Moscow mules, though. That's harder to make. The vodka, the ginger, the cucumbers. It's hard to grow cucumbers on the balcony. What's your brewery called?
It has no name yet.
That's trendy. No name. You doing it in your house or like in a? Oh my God! The two of you? Who's we? The three of you?
No.
She's
why are you doing that? Just you two?
No, not me.
Oh, not you. Okay. Put your hand down. Just the two of us. Okay. Wow. Just a couple of brewers out on a Friday night. I'm sorry, this is not for the purpose of comedy, obviously. But I'm genuinely curious, how'd you get into the brewing biz? From being alcoholics? Or you're like, this is expensive. We gotta make it ourselves. Yeah? Okay. He's like, thank God you said something, because I'm like, That's fine. Okay, cool. Well, let me know when you're ready to go to market. I'll be there. Okay. You guys look kind of young. Are you still in your 20s?
That would be nice.
It would be nice? Oh my God. Is anyone in their 20s still? One person? Oh my God, what an old scene. Yeah, you too? Okay, yeah, you wear that chain like a 20, you have the confidence of a 20-year-old. You look cool. I'm 32 now. Thank you. Usually that gets no reaction. It's not interesting. When I was like maybe 26, 27, and I said my age, people were like, no, what? You can't be a day over 18. And now when I say my age, people are like, oh, around 30, I was getting kind of insecure about aging. You know, that's what happens. It's a transition, I guess. And I complained about getting old to a guy I was dating at the time. Obviously, I was fishing for a compliment. Obviously. But he's German, and they don't have that here. So he said instead, they don't have it. He's like, yeah, and you'll never be a young mother. Why would you ever be nice when you could be factual, right? Oh my God, tell me another fact. I'm getting really turned on. Okay. Yeah, and I still don't have children, but I do like them. Ew, not like them, like them. Like as friends. You guys know what I mean. I work with children, and I only speak German with them, except for the babies, of course, because you can say anything you want to a baby. They're like a black box. Anything you want, babies and dogs. They don't care what you say. Here's a quick tip. But one day I was helping a 12-year-old boy with his homework, and we were reading a story about a Gespenst. Can a German please reveal what a Gespenst is?
It's a ghost.
Thank you. It's a ghost. And I was hoping that this would get like revealed at some point in the story so I didn't have to ask this 12-year-old boy, but it didn't happen. And I was like, it was just like, Gespenst this, Gespenst that. And I was like, okay. I was like, I don't know what that is. And he was like, what? He's like, are you teaching me something, or am I teaching you? I know, right? And I was like, okay, chill. I was like, I moved to Germany as an adult, and I never learned kid stuff. I only know adult stuff in German. And he got even more mad, and he looked at me so seriously, and he was like, ghosts are not kid stuff. Super scary. Okay. So that's all I got for for you guys tonight. This next and final comedian, I'll never forget the first time I saw her. She doesn't know this, but the first time that I saw her, I was in the audience while she was performing, and she said, any vegans in the crowd? And like a fucking idiot, I went, woo. To which she replied, too weak to even clap. And that night I ate a hamburger and I've never looked back. So please put your hands together as if your iron levels are through the roof for Carmen.